Today we heard the lesson of the parable of the talents. In this parable, we learn about how important it is to be faithful to what God shares so generously with us. In the story, the master leaves his slaves, his workers, in charge of his money while he's gone. One of them gets 5 talents, 5 coins, and he makes 5 more. And when he goes to his master, he gets praised. It says, "Enter into the joy of your master." Well, the same happens for the one with the 2 talents. He takes them and makes 2 more talents, and he gets praised. But the man who got the 1 talent, on the other hand, buried it in the ground, and he got reamed by his boss. See the difference? Jesus is telling us we need to use what we are given. We don't have to worry about what other people are doing, how much they have. We are to take what God gives us and go out into the world. And when we use what we have to offer, God multiplies our gifts. Our world teaches us to compare ourselves to others. It happens most early or earliest with siblings, right? Siblings compare themselves, they compete for attention. It happens easily among friends as they start to grow. I remember being in college, and I was in a class with my roommate, and we got a test back. And we were sitting in our desks, our chairs, right next to each other, and I was kind of like looking over to see what grade she got. And she saw me kind of peeking out of the corner of my eye, and she started to move her test. And so soon I was going like this, and she still likes to tease me about it today. We like to compare ourselves to others. We compare ourselves to other families. Christmas card season is coming up. One of my favorite seasons because I really love seeing and hearing what people have been up to over the years. But it can be easy to just look at a Christmas card or Christmas letter and think that that's all that happened in that family's life that year. We don't always share the struggles, the daily struggles that we have. Sometimes we want to compare ourselves to other churches too, but we can't fall into that trap because comparing yourselves to others is dumb. We are not all the same. We are made different, and we are given different missions in the world. It's about what we are doing in our place to be the best that we can be. Because comparison is the thief of joy, and boy, is that true. We don't need to sit and worry about what's going on in somebody else's life. We just need to do the best with what God has given to us. That is the lesson we learn in the parable of the talents. That slave who buried his talent in the ground was scolded by his master because he hadn't used what God gave to him. Go out into the world and do something with what you have. That is what is most important to God. It doesn't matter how much you have, but what you do with it. In our church, it's the same. Our church needs all of us to use our gifts to pitch in and make things work. We can't sit on the sidelines. Being part of a community means everybody working together, everybody doing something to help. Today, and this is just who I could count, I'm sure I've forgotten people. We have 2 pastors, an assisting minister, 3 communion assistants, 2 acolytes, several bell players. At the 10:30 service, we'll have praise team members. We have our accompanists and directors. We had a bunch of ushers. I think there were 6 back there. 2 greeters, a multimedia person, many Sunday school teachers, 2 office staff that helped prepare the bulletins, 2 who planned activities, and a partridge in a pear tree, right? There are a lot of us that work together to make things happen here. This is all of our church. If you see something that needs to be done, do it. Don't point fingers. Don't just sit back and complain. Do something. That is how things get done, by all of us working together. Sometimes we can think that things happen here just for us and for our benefit, but we are also to be about being the church out in the world beyond our walls. We need all of us to be able to reach our full potential in Christ. Our staff works really hard, but we need everybody to be a part of the church, to help us to bring God's message out as much as we can. And I think we are doing some wonderful things here at Grace to serve others. I'm so glad we have things like the mission trips where we do hurricane recovery. Last year the adults went and did it, and this year our high schoolers are going to go and do hurricane recovery on their mission trip. We're having another trip go down to the Circle, work with the Circle of Empowerment in Nicaragua, and that is fantastic. And that happens because people are stepping up and putting in time and effort together. Jesus calls us to use what we have. And his words and his life also showed us that true service to God is in being a servant to others. That is where God's greatness is found. Jesus said, if we want to be a leader, we first have to be a servant. In our culture, those words can sound strange because we kind of tend to think that we should have things go great for us, we should get what we want, and that we see suffering sometimes as sour grapes, right? We don't want to have to suffer to be great. If you're great, you shouldn't have to suffer. But Jesus talked about a different world. Jesus said we can't hide from pain and suffering, but that when we go through things that are hard, we truly become closer to God. Jesus continually told his disciples that the last would be first and the first would be last, and that our goal isn't to be number one. But they were hard-headed, like us, and they just wanted to be first. There's a saying that says, Jesus loves you, but I'm his favorite. And we laugh, it's kind of funny, and that's what we all want, isn't it, to be Jesus' favorite. But when we are truly serving him, we know he loves us, and we get up and we help others because we love him. To follow Jesus, we have to serve others, and we need to allow them to serve us as well. We can be vulnerable, we can take risks with each other, and we can be honest with each other, speaking the truth in love, to be a community of faith. So what are the ways that you can be a servant to others here in this place, in this week? Can you let others serve you also? We like to talk about letting our light shine. When we baptize, we say, let your light so shine before others. Are we hiding our light under a bushel basket, or are we letting it shine in the world? God invites all of us to put our lights together to make a bright mark in this place here in Grafton and beyond. We are invited as Christians to be stewards of our God-given gifts of time, of talent, and of our treasures. So what can we do to return to God what he has so graciously given us? I love this quote I found. It's from a man named John Westerhoff, and he said, stewardship is everything we do after we say, I believe. And that is what we're talking about here today. What do we do with the stewardship of our time and our talents? There are certain needs we have at Grace that I'm just going to lift up as you get ready to fill out your sheets later. We need people for our multimedia room. Thanks, Steve is back there today. We need people at both services to help with that. It's easy. You click a button, right? And but it's a very important part of our worship here at Grace. We need people to be on usher teams. Also, not so bad, not something I want to do. I think I've told you before, I'm afraid of ushering, but I'll give a sermon, right? I'll give a sermon, you usher. So we need people to help with those things. Communion assistants, a wonderful job. Sharing the body and blood, the grace of Christ with others. We need people to be readers. I think 95% of people in this room can read. So I hope that you'll consider doing that. It's a great way to share, literally share, God's word here. We need people to be snow blowers to help remove snow around the church. You might not have to do anything, or you might get to really serve God that week. We also need people at the service to sign up to be assisting ministers. Also a wonderful way to serve the Lord. And if you have teenagers, a wonderful way to embarrass your teenager. I remember when my mom signed up to be an assisting minister when I was growing up, and I was mortified. So if you're looking for another way to do that, sign up. Could you be involved in another role in worship? Could you help befriend somebody in this community to share God's love? What are the gifts that you have, the things that you feel called to do, that God is maybe nudging you towards? Think about that in this next few moments. Today on All Saints Sunday, we remember all those who have gone before us. And we also think ahead to those saints who will be joining our church in baptism this year. I love this photo, or this painting, by John August Swanson. He's a biblical artist. I have it in my house, actually. It's called The Festival of Lights, and I think it shows a beautiful picture of what a community can do when they gather their lights together. We join God's mission here across time and across space. We are a part of God's big picture. We are here because of those who came before us in this place, who gave their time and talents and their resources to help build up this church. And today we have an opportunity to do the same for those who come after us. And I know that we want to make a strong and vibrant community of faith to share the love and light of Christ here. We are all here today because somebody taught us the faith, whether it was Sunday school teachers or parents, former pastors and church members, or your former church homes. We are here because of others. They have given their time and talents for us. We've been talking this fall about believing in grace, and we want the next year at Grace to be a great one. And for that to happen, we all need to pitch in. We do it out of thanks for all those who came before us, out of care for those who come after us. But mainly, let's do it to serve God and give God thanks, the God who called us to be a part of Christ's church. We are the church together. What a great thing to be a part of. Amen. So now, as you fill out time and talents, I ask you to just take a few moments, look it over, pray over it. You'll notice the things that I lifted up in my sermon highlighted that we're looking for. So you can take some time, Aaron.